Thank you. Our next question comes from Larry Gertz. Please go ahead. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Elizabeth. This is Larry Gertz.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good, good. Congratulations on all this progress.
Well, thank you.
Now, Elizabeth, you mentioned that you might have some additional equity rounds that are coming up. Can you give any indication of how much money you want to raise and what market caps you'd like to see yourself achieve in those rounds?
Sure, absolutely. So we, you know, this recent transaction at $75 a share is actually part of contracts that we have with strategic entities and partners who previously had an equity relationship with Theranos and had an option to exercise, to invest additional capital before the end of 2013, which they literally just exercised. And so we're working through that now, as many of you all know, with some of the recent shareholder consents. And that valuation that I previously mentioned is associated with those transactions. We do have offers on the table right now from financial institutions that are in the several hundred million dollar range in terms of the amount of capital, and we're considering that in the context of how we invest. And also, we're aware that certain shareholders have some liquidity needs, and so the ability to put a large amount of capital into the company and then, where and as relevant and at the right time for the business, address that liquidity is how we're looking at that. And there's a very high likelihood that we will do transactions that are in the several hundred million dollar range. Insofar as the valuation, we know that it is higher than $75 a share. We are having negotiations right now about exactly what price we pick, and more importantly, who we pick as, you know, the investor base here, and some of this in terms of what the actual price per share and therefore the associated equity capitalization of the company will be is going to depend on how that plays out. But that's something that is going on as we speak, and will likely be affected early in Q1.